it's funny for me because I'm standing in what was the fiction section of Talon Books in the Elephant Castle Shopping Centre. It's a place I used to come to all the time. I used to come to the Elephant Shopping Centre to get books. There was always some kind of second-hand book thing. And in the end, a guy called Merrick was running the place for a number of years. A guy I really liked and got to know, formed some kind of weird relationship with, in the sense that you could come down to the shopping centre, do your shopping, pop in, have a chat. Sometimes I'd sell him books, but mostly I'd just have a look around and see what he had, stock differed. And I'd usually buy a few books. So it's weird for me to come to a space that's completely empty, because as I understand it, one day I came and the doors were chained up and there was a sign from St Bodwin's, who owns the space, and it said, probably hadn't paid his rent, he was behind with the rent, and all the books were inside, all locked up. So I was looking at this place I used to go that was all locked up. And now I'm in and out and it's completely different. It's got stuff on the walls, kind of people's creative exegesis. Things that are, don't know what they're about. So yeah, I kind of miss what it was, because the shopping centre's, you know, functions as a social space in a sense. People come, sometimes have a cup of tea with people. They hang out upstairs at the new Latin community cafes. As well, so you know, just browsing through. There's no other bookshops in the area anymore that have that kind of sensibility. Who was completely manic. I imagine he was a total nightmare to work for, because he was always coming and going all over the place. But, you know, but he was interested in people. I mean, he was a people person. That's an awful thing to say, but he was. You know, people come in and he's up for a chat. And all I remember is that when the new coffee booth opened up, some Lebanese coffees, he would just drink them all day. In the end, the staff were like, "Merrick, stop drinking the coffee," because he was like chain drinking espressos, even more manic. So, you know, so I just remember things like that. You know, he wasn't some sterile shopkeeper. He formed a relationship with that person, and for me, it was highly important, because I came here and saw a pamphlet about the local area that someone I knew had done for sale, and I'm like, oh. So it inspired me to write a pamphlet, which became the Elephant Castle pamphlet, which he then stocked. You know, so he was always really keen to get my stuff in. Like, oh, you know, if you could done any more stuff, bring it in. And that was a big deal, because it meant that local people had access to buying these pamphlets about the local area. So, you know, the distribution of that was totally changed. It wasn't just in through mail order or through the 56A, it was in the local space, loads of people came. So I sold loads of copies. Yeah, so it was just stuff like that that I miss. Something really like that you could do.
You are the only one.
store. Crazy guy. Crazy guy with tons of stuff. You know, and it was sad coming in the last few months. It was quite sad because there was just stuff everywhere. We could see that it was going down. And he basically said the problem was that prices and that people had stopped spending, so his customer basically gone down and people weren't coming in. It was sad just to see it go down there. You know, some of the shelves would disappear one day. You just have this pile of books. So I came one day, the politics section, which I'd always rummaged through, was just on the floor. You know, this is not how it should be. Well, I don't know what it means. I know things change, things come and go, but what's curious to me is he disappeared. You know, at one point he had two bookshops, one in Chelsea, one here, and then suddenly he had the one here, and he just disappeared overnight. You know, I haven't spotted him on the internet, but I'm sure he's around. I was just worried for him because he had family and that was his livelihood, you know, his book trade. So I don't know what he's doing. He's probably comatose with espresso somewhere. And his wife's probably going, "Merrick, sort it out. I don't know. But I'll be interested to see when people come in, they'll say, "Oh, you know, this used to be the bookshop." And they'll probably talk about that. And to see their comparison of what it used to be, that space, and then the space it becomes now, which is, has possibilities to be social space, but it immediately starts off from a different footing, which is a kind of space to look at things or to, I don't know, have an experience, but it's not that kind of friendly space immediately.